Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fox reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zovchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. White reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Hatton goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parnell moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox is hit by the pitch. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from White and he is safe. Busby steals second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hurd now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Jensen moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. Zobchin is walked intentionally. Dixie Howell now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Jensen scores. Zobchin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Howell. Goodman moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Klaus strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Klaus out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Sherm Lawler. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.